Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
All right, Jen, here's the dilemma. Tell me what you would do. And I think we need the expertise of either two categories of people. If you're one of those people who's really good at one-on-one confrontation, then we need your help. And also, if you're an HR person, we might need your help.
Yeah, if you're good with uncomfortable conversations.
Because my friend has a beautiful little boy, and she is going back to work. So she has hired, or is in the process of hiring, a nanny to come in and take care of the little boy. And Jen, I hear you talk about this all the time with like you and Gran are like going out or something, and you've got your list of babysitters, and you've got like your A list, and then you've got your, you know, B list people. And but it's a process getting people on that A list,
and that person really becomes part of your family,
right?
And they're a part of your every day, and so it has to be a really good fit for your friend and her husband to make that connection. And then right now she has a little baby, but as your kids get older, they have to have that connection too. So it's a really special person.
Imagine this dilemma. You found the perfect person, right? The only problem is she wears way too much perfume. So if she held your son, now your son smells like the perfume. If she was sitting on your couch, now your couch smells of her perfume. As she moves through rooms of the house, it's as though somebody has a Febreze canister of her perfume and is poofing every room that she passes through.
Is the nanny an older lady?
No. And that's the thing. This is in our telephone
and
numbers.
Not a teenager either.
Uh-uh.
Because it might be an easier conversation to have with a teenager.
Well, teenager's easy. Like a teenager, you could just be like, hey, heads up. 404-263-0941. But that was the first question I asked. I'm like, is this person 100 years old? Because I told you guys a few weeks ago, I sat next to somebody in the movie theater.
Yes.
Who, and this woman, put on an entire bottle of old lady flower garden garbage.
And I've told you before about how my nose, my senses got really, really sharp when I was pregnant. And for whatever reason, they didn't go away. Jeff tried to burn a candle in here the other day, and I'm like, ah, you got to turn that, you got to blow that out.
404-263-0941. If you're, so the dilemma is this, it's not just that, she's like, if she was just going to be a babysitter, like she'd definitely be an A-list babysitter, because then she would be like, I don't know, one or two date nights a month type of thing, or like mom has to work late, so the babysitter comes to. But it's not. It's a nanny every single day. She doesn't know what to do. Candy in Douglasville. Suggestions?
Hey. Yes. You basically just, you can let her know that you have sensitive allergies or you're prone to migraines. And since smells are very, like, it bothers you. So if you tell her from that, I'm pretty sure she'll understand and not wear perfume around.
Fake a migraine. That's a great idea.
That is really actually super brilliant. That's you're so smart. And way to, and it's also a really great way to avoid any confrontation.
It's still a little confrontational because you're pointing out that her scent is too strong.
But like, you're just saying that any scent is too strong. You're not
That's
just
true.
It's her.
But then your friend can never have anything that smells good in her house mildly.
Right. Like you can't even put like a holiday candle up.
Yeah.
That smells like a, hey, Robin in Roswell, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Just let her know that the baby has sensitive skin and the perfume is bothering the baby's skin. That skin-to-skin contact is not good with the perfume. And ask her to cut back. I don't think it's a big deal.
But it's not insulting.
Isn't it offensive still?
No, I don't think so at all. When my son was newborn, I did the same thing. When friends came over, I would just ask them, you know, make sure you don't have a lot of scent on, scented lotion, because my son did have sensitive skin. It wasn't a big deal at all.
Okay. So we got migraines and sensitive skin in your friend's corner. Okay.
So now the nanny thinks that y'all are just a really sickly family.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good suggestion. You still got to point out.
Karen and Alpharetta, how do you handle this tough situation?
All my conversations I call easy, and the E is ethical, the A is authoritative, the S is simple to understand, and the Y is yes.
Hold on, so wait. Hold on. Slow down,
we got to learn this one more time. Easy. Right. What is it?
Easy. E is ethical. A is authoritative.
Yep.
S is simple to understand.
Okay.
And the Y is yes, so that you can get them to say yes.
Okay, ethical, authoritative, simple, and yes. All right, let's role play this then. Jen is your stinky nanny. Go.
So I would say to her, Jen, we're so grateful you're part of our family. And since I've been pregnant, my nose is just highly sensitive. And we're not certain what allergies the baby may or may not have. So I just need you to tone down a little bit on the perfume so that when you're gone, it's not still here. We're glad you're part of the family, but we don't want your scent to still be here when you're gone. Do you understand?
What do you mean? What perfume? I'm just kidding.
I would continue the conversation. If she said that, I would say to her, well, what perfume do you wear? You wear White Diamonds? Well, when you're gone, it's still here.
Yeah. What do you think it is? Do people not know that it's so strong? Is it a different olfactory sensation?
Well, I would find out if she's like, does she smoke and she's trying to hide it, or does she have like a lot of animals and she's trying to hide it? I mean, what is she trying to hide, or does she live alone and just not know any better?
That is a good question, because for your friend, if she smokes and is trying to cover it up, that can be really dangerous for the baby,
right? Because she would have
secondhand smoke can be a contributor to SIDS.
Or not even that, like the fact that she would step outside the house and probably leave the baby in the house. So, all right, I'm just going to tell her to fire that woman. She is terrible. I'm just trying to be authoritative, Karen. These are your rules, not mine. I was fine with everything Karen said up until the end, where she's like, do you understand? And I'm like, I puckered a little, all my parts. I was like, what?
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.